As Oklahoma State University celebrated the life of Boone Pickens, lots of emphasis on his involvement with the athletic department at OSU. But for agriculture, he'll be remembered as a man who gave millions of dollars to support the efforts of DASNR, of the land-grant mission. Dean and Division of Agriculture Vice President Thomas Kuhn talked with us about that impact.
Dean, let's talk a little bit about the impact of the life of T. Boone Pickens on all of OSU, but the Division of Agriculture, College of Agriculture, has reaped a lot of benefits.
Absolutely. You know, Boone was so generous with his own funds, first of all. I mean, he was a philanthropist par excellence. But the thing about Boone that really puts him in a different league completely, it's not the amount of money he gave, it's the way he gave. He provided funds for us for scholarships and for endowed professorships and chairs in a way that called on others to give their funds as well. So he turned people into philanthropists who hadn't been philanthropists before. He made OSU a major league university in the way that we bring funds in to support the university today. So he's had a tremendous impact on the lives of students. He's had a tremendous impact on our ability to recruit top-notch faculty through his philanthropy and through the standard that he set for others to live up to.
You know, in the case of the chairs and the professorships, like two dozen of those, it's tremendous impact.
That's right. We're now up to 58. In the Division of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources, we have 58 endowed professorships and chairs, and that's because of Boone. Before, it was, it was in double digits, but 20 or 25. And so we really jumped 30 more because of his philanthropy and the way he got others to be philanthropists as well.
I know, when we've talked before about the challenge of being able to recruit the right kind of team for the faculty of the division, for extension, for research, it's been tremendous.
It is. It has been because, we have a great reputation in agriculture, but a lot of other universities do as well. And so you've got to have some upper hand to be able to attract some of the top scientists that we really need here in Oklahoma. And his investment has really helped us do that.